7726667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
So there are aspects of our lives that can exist outside of God's protection. And if that is the case, listen to me. This is a little bit of meat. I gave a little bit of meat to chew on this morning. But if there are aspects of your life that exist outside of God's protection, then God himself will seek to destroy that. He'll seek to destroy it if you don't pull it in. Are we clear on that? And when we talk about aspects outside of God's divine protection, we're talking about the carnal nature, deceitfulness, you know, dishonesty, jealousies, strife, contention. You know, the list goes on and on and on. You know, this doesn't cost you nothing. This is just a sidebar here. But I was studying some of these things that the Lord said to put off, and one of them is inordinate affection. Amen. Have you ever studied that? I've studied that for years and years. I've read it, you know, and then I understand. But I saw something different about inordinate affection. That's a work of the flesh. Inordinate affection that is inordinate. In other words, let me use an example of someone that gets married and their wife can't even look at another man. Okay, I saw you say hi to that brother. I saw you. What you doing shaking hands with him? That's an affection, but it's inordinate. And an inordinate affection is an affection born out of a hurt or born out of a wound. You know, when we look at the world today and how they've redefined marriage and all of that, you can say what you will or may about a person being born a certain way. But no, all of that stems from inordinacy. Amen. All of that stuff that's whack, twisted and out of God's order is stemming. I don't care how affected, I don't care how they love each other. You don't love them like that. But that's born out of an inordinate affection. Out of some twisted concept and somewhere that got in there and it from a wound, a hurt, whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's born out of that. But all of these things are outside of God's divine protection. When I remember a brother, when I was growing up, we were both saved about the same time, and he bought a Cadillac. I was struggling with nickels and dimes, but he bought a Cadillac. He got into property. He owned real estate right there. And I would be racing off to Sunday school. I remember Sunday school. And he'd be out there washing his Cadillac. I was struggling to keep my soul saved. He was washing his Cadillac. He developed an inordinate affection for what he owned and what he had and began to put it before God. I saw him years later back in Illinois, and the apartment complex that he had owned was leveled. I mean, gone. But inordinate. See, this is outside of God's divine protection. We cannot allow the spinoffs, the gifts, the blessings God gives us to become our gods. I'm telling you, because there are things that are going to come upon the face of the earth, and some of them will come suddenly. Hello. You see, we're used to the processes of nature. You know, it takes a long time for grass to grow. You can't sit there and just watch the grass grow. But see, they're going to come things that will come suddenly. Just like in the church realm, in the spirit realm, there are going to be blessings. There are going to be things that lives are going to change suddenly. Are you hearing? On the day of Pentecost, they were waiting. They waited 10 days. But on the day of Pentecost, suddenly, heaven kissed the earth. Well, in the realm of the world, there are going to be suddenly. Things are going to, cataclysmic things are going to happen suddenly. People ain't going to know which way to go. People are not going to know what to do. They're going to be running around like chickens with their heads off. But that's why the church has to be poised. How many know that harvest is going to come out of that? The angels have come with the sickles for harvest. Harvest is going to come out of that. There are going to be people that bang down the doors of the church. But the church is going to have to be stable. The church can't be dealing with a whole lot of foolishness, compromise, deceit, lust, fear. The church is going to have to be on course. Tell somebody your life is going to have to be on course. We're not going to only have to be seated with Jesus in the heavenly realm in theory and in doctrine, but in reality. Your peace is going to be an anchor for your soul, but the carnal nature will find no shelter. In judging the world, there's going to come a measure of judgment on the carnal church. Those that are saved, but that are carnal. Why? Because there is no shelter for the carnal nature. The shelter is for those that are walking after the Spirit. I didn't say they were perfect, but they are walking after the Spirit. Now, in order to find and remain or abide in that secret place or that shelter of God in these last days, we must stand with the Lord, say this with me, against sin. Come on, say it again. Against sin and against compromise. The day in which we live, think about it a moment, saints. I pray the sleeping giant will awaken. Look at the compromise. Look at the sin that has entered what we call Christendom. I remember a long time ago, this young man has gone on to be with the Lord, but a long time ago when this young man was caught, I mean, it was made public, you know, that he was caught in an adulterous affair. He was having an affair, had just started a big church, was well known, was moving on in the things of God, but was caught in some type of an adulterous thing. But I remember that coming on the news, they had found it out. And not, I think two weeks later, he was hosting a popular television program. Now, I believe in forgiveness. I strongly believe in forgiveness. But do you see how the world, how the church world, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what type of life you live. You are popular. You are a draw. How many know that's just like the world? If we're going to be in that secret place and find shelter, we've got to stand against sin and compromise. If we don't destroy those things in our life, they will ultimately destroy you. Are you ready? We said that we are seated with him in a heavenly realm far above or out of the reach. The transformation of our soul, the metamorphosis of our soul, positions us outside of the devil's reach. Honestly, a saint of God should not be troubled all the time. A child of God should not carry the spirit of the world, or any spirit that's not the Holy Spirit. Amen. If so, then there are facets or aspects of your life that are outside of the protection of God, because those spirits will cause the enemy and the spirit of this world to have access to your life. Amen. And How many know worry can become sin? Ask the person next to you, what are you worried about? Tell them, stop worrying about everything. See, when you're worried about everything, it's a spirit of worry. You worry about this, and then you go to the next thing, and you worry about that. Then somehow you start worrying about this. And then so just bought new tires, and you worried about getting a flat. That's a spirit of worry. See, that positions you, or that gives access. That's a portal for the enemy. Fear. That's why we are to walk in love. Remember, we commit the keeping of our soul to him in well-doing. Irregardless of what's going on, we follow that which is good. We commit our soul to him in well-doing. We continue to do well. We continue to walk in virtue. Now, we want to take a look at Jesus' life. Tell somebody, get ready to chew on a little bit of meat. I'm serving you some prime rib. Okay? Now, the Holy Spirit, to motivate us, two different things he'll do. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will just instruct you in truth or instruct you in doctrine. He'll teach you doctrinally. Amen? You can just receive instruction. We receive motivation, encouragement. You know, like my son was saying earlier, you know, we believe that what we decree, you know, there's encouragement there. You know, we get encouraged, it's motivated. But sometimes the Holy Spirit, in order to motivate us, will thrust us into a storm or thrust us into conflict. Somebody say, the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to be people that do not change in a changeable environment. Worry might be all around me, but I can't get worried. Why? Because God is in control. Conflict may surround you. Opposition may come your way, but you don't get caught up in that because why? You can't change with that. You have to be unchangeable because you're governed by a whole nother set of principles. But the Holy Spirit will either teach you, but sometimes, tell somebody, sometimes he will thrust you into conflict. I'm not talking about the devil getting busy. I'm talking about God ordaining. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 87 of our Mega Grace series. Our message, Grace, the Best Life, Part 2. Romans 8, verse 28 states, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." God is always in control. Have you qualified to suffer for him? You must stand with God against sin and compromise. The transformation that takes place in our soul is outside of the devil's reach. We are seated in heavenly places, far above. We know this doctrinally, but we must function there on a daily basis. We can live the best life right now.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.